Fogison
Epi prosef kis tathite
Erine pasi
Et omnem martis
Omas of Lord Jesus Christ our God Who said to Senior disciple and apostles Many proper righteous men have desired to see them which you see and have not seen them And to hear them which you hear and have not heard them But as for I, for they see and for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, for the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, and bidden us to remember the supplications, the prayer which offer upon to you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of all, the hope of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel and read in from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us all, amen. From the sons of David our father, the prophet and the king, may his blessing be with us all, amen. Moses and Aaron are among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in that loud appeal. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in there yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Won't you blind guides who say whoever swears by the temple is it nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it's nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is of it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift of or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Won't you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, and that thou saw that the outside of them may be clean also. What you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of deed of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. What you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore indeed I send you prophets, wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Surely I say to you, all these things will come upon the generation. الحقيقة نؤمن بإله واحد الله لا يبدأ عبد الكل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى ما لا يرى نمبر مرة عليهم سيد المسيح الله لكم مولود من القدور نور من نور لا حق من لا حق مولود المخلوق مسألة في الجوه الذي بك نكرش هذا الذي من أجنان البشر من خلاص نزل من السماء تلس من الله إلا مقرأكم لموات في المسلم يمتون يكون Stimme Tonio, Kuniero. Stille Blogison.
Er